You reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Frida. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Actually, my name is Tina. I'm the insurance agent for, I have an insurer who needs roadside assistance. I'm calling for them. They've locked their keys inside the car, so they didn't have their information to call you.
Okay. And you're going to set that up for them?
Yes, please.
Okay, hold on. And what insurance company is this?
Acceptance.
Okay, hold on. One second. Just trying to get it set up. Give me one second. Okay. What is that customer's first name?
Gregory.
G-R-E-G-O-R-Y?
Yes.
Last name?
Jones.
And a callback number for the customer?
256-724-2710.
Okay. And is the vehicle in a safe location?
Yes.
Okay. And do you think they want to set up for text messages updates about the provider today?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Message and data rates may apply. Hold on. And what's that policy number or member ID number?
002393-0884.
All right. I'm sorry, my system's moving slow today. It's a typical Tuesday.
It's okay, I understand.
You did give me 002-393-0884?
Yes.
All right, Ken, it's not pulling anything up for me. Can I get the VIN number for the vehicle that they need assistance with?
Sure. Okay, it is 4 Thomas Adam Robert Nancy 81 Adam X Sam Zebra 314022.
Thank you for that.
Yes, ma'am.
Still not. Is this a new policy by chance?
I'm sorry?
It's still not pulling up anything in my search. Is this a new policy for the customer?
It's a little over a month old. It was effective October 4th.
That's odd. Hold on for me. I'm going to do it based on just the VIN. Hold on.
Okay.
And under this policy, they do have roadside assistance, correct?
Yes.
Hmm.
And it's active until December. He's paid up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's not retrieving anything. One second. Let me go back over that VIN number. We got the number 4, T as in Tom, A as in Adam, R as in Robert, N as in Nancy, 81, A as in Albert, X as in X-ray, S as in Sam, Z as in Zulu, 314022.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I apologize for this. I'm not sure what's going on. One second. We're going to move on here. You said, what was the effective date of that policy?
One second, I'm going to go back to that page. Okay. October 4th.
Okay. What's the address? The customer's address.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay, 199
mm-hmm.
Hammond Circle.
H-A-M-M-O-N-D.
Uh-huh.
And that's what city?
Harvest, Alabama. 35749.
Hold on. In the year, make, and model of the vehicle they need assistance with today?
It is a 1995 Toyota. Ooh, hold on one second. It cuts me off. It doesn't tell me what kind of Toyota. It is it's a Toyota, it's a pickup, it's a short wheelbase.
Okay. Doesn't give the type, it just.
No, it just says short wheelbase pickup.
And it's a, okay. Is it a large, okay, what color?
Oh, I don't know what color it is, our system doesn't say that.
Hmm.
Hold on one second. The only small Toyota truck that I know of is a Tacoma.
Mm-hmm. And it's a small one?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And doesn't give you the color? Because, I mean, that's going to assist, you know, the provider when trying to locate the vehicle.
No, our system doesn't ask about a color of a vehicle. I can call him on the other line and ask him.
Yeah, can you do that? So I'll make
okay,
sure
give me one second.
Mm-hmm, no problem.
Right.
Ask about our roadside assistance program. At Acceptance, we strive to add value to your insurance needs. If you're still waiting to speak with one of our representatives, we certainly apologize. Please stay on the line. Be sure to ask about how our renter's insurance...
Ma'am?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's blue.
It's a blue. And is it a Tacoma? Did you not ask? I'm sorry.
No, I didn't ask. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right.
But that's the only small pickup truck that I know of a Toyota Eric has ever made.
Okay. One second. Can I put you on a brief hold, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. A mechanical issue with the vehicle today.
I'm sorry?
The mechanical issue with the truck.
He locked his keys inside.
Okay. So it's a lockout service they need to do.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they're in the passenger department. Yeah, it's a truck, so it won't be a truck. The keys are not broken in any shape, form, or fashion, correct?
Correct.
And does he have power locks?
I doubt it.
Okay.
This is a very small, basic little truck, so.
Okay. All right. And they're on site with the vehicle?
He is, yes.
And the address where he's located.
It is 3238 Uvalde, Uvalde, and that's in Huntsville, 35810.
Looks like he's, is he at a location? Is it a building? Did he say, or he just gave you the?
It's residential.
Okay. So is that, okay, 3238 Uvalde, Huntsville, Alabama, 358. Okay, got it. Because it doesn't show anything. I mean, I'm seeing the street address, but It's probably a residential. You can see the homes. Okay, good deal. Okay, so I have that information. What will happen now is I will reach out to some providers, and once I get it dispatched, the customer will receive a text message about that provider, the provider's name, contact information, and the estimated time it'll take to get to him to get that lockout service done, okay?
Okay, awesome. Right. Thank you very much for your help.
Let me get one second. Let me get your name.
Tina.
Tina.
Tina Harris.
Mm-hmm. H-A-R-R-I-S?
Yes.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Tina. Thank you for calling Mercy Roadside. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.